Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Ari Koppel with Shattering the Matrix. Tonight we have Crystal and Asola, and we have a really good show today. We're going to be speaking about all the interesting things that are happening around the Ring of Fire and, you know, just the different Earth events and CERN and all those goodies that kind of concerns us. And before we start, Crystal, I just wanted to say, you know, welcome to the show. So say hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody. Greetings and good day to all my beloveds. It's so awesome to be back on the air with Ari. I'm so glad to be here. And I really feel like I just need to just kind of give everybody a tiny little insight of why I've been missing in action. But you know, Ari, my brother was, you know, seriously injured back in October. He was burned 37% of his body.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of, we were getting ready to do another show when all of that happened. And then from there, I've been, you know, out healing people with dealing with some really serious stuff. So
yeah.
To be back, and I just want to thank our listeners for all their patience and their love and their support and being patient with us. And, of course, you writing your book.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Getting it published, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
The number one.
It became a number one bestseller. Yeah, I couldn't believe it, and actually several categories. And, so now it's international bestseller, and it's still hanging in there. It's still there. So I'm
unbelievable. Well, you know, I predicted that. I told you that was going to happen. And I'm just so proud of you. And what a phenomenal book. You just,
Thank you.
You nailed it, like, impeccably. You did a phenomenal job. Well done.
Thank you very much. I wanted to extend my thanks to everyone who actually got the book and heeded the call, because the book kind of puts us in a totally different level. You know, Crystal, as you may know, it's basically what it's doing is basically taking off our training wheels, you know, and making us actually face, you know, reality and step into our power. So I really applaud truly all the people that actually, you know, took the opportunity to get the book and read it and understand it. And many people have actually told me they've actually read it several times. Some people have told me they've underlined it. And it's making a difference. It really is. I could feel it. It's, you know, it's in the collective already. So that's really important to me.
Well, it exploded in the collective. I am familiar and blessed to have many of authors in my arena, and this one just hit the collective consciousness like wildfire in a very, very good way. And it's my copy is also highlighted and stars and underlined it, and you know, it's just
right.
Phenomenal. Like kudos to you, Ari. Job phenomenally well done. And I would really encourage everybody to get a copy of The Spiritual Warfare, The Art of Deception, which is a topic that Ari and I have been diligently addressing and working and trying to get this message out to the collective consciousness. So the book was just brilliant. It is brilliant, and I just love you. And
thank you.
Appreciate all your hard work.
And I appreciate you as well, as especially for carrying it in your store and recommending it to your clients. So thank you for doing that as well. So let's talk about the stuff that's happening. You know, we are experiencing interesting things, like, for example, an exponential amount of, you know, volcanoes and earth movement, you know, with earthquakes and just very, very weird weather extremes, you know. I mean, I was in Colorado, I would say, a couple of weeks ago, and... Well, you were there when did it snow in your end?
I was there at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
I was from Baltimore, and you were flying to Denver, and we were in the air at the same time, waving to each other.
We were giving each other high fives in the air. But you know, it stormed over there with snow when I was there. It was like, are you kidding me? This is like crazy.
Yes, the weather, and I'm sure everybody has observed this, has been very, what I would call, like, bipolar, seriously.
Right.
Even Colorado, it's just, like, rain.
Yeah.
The month of, you know, our springtime has been more like a winter. Our winter was more like spring, and so, but the most important part about this, Ari, is that even the weather, you know, patterns and the cycles changing is very telling to the collective consciousness that the change is here.
Mm-hmm.
The polar shifts are flipping naturally and also unnaturally, which is posing the problem. You know, Earth is in her own natural cycle of her own ascension in her own change, and then we've got this CERN thing that's, mm-hmm. you know, creating some serious repercussions of, you know, technology being, you know, definitely misused,
sure.
if you will. And so, yes, the volcanoes, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the typhoons, the flooding. I mean, Texas was pretty much underwater.
Yeah. Well, look what's happening in India. India, people are, it's the amount of heat. There's like 1,800 from what I heard last. I'm not sure if the numbers are accurate or not, but from what I hear, it's about 1,800. I don't know if it's injured or deaths. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. One thing, one extreme to another, we're really not prepared. A lot of us are not. And you know, in countries, you know, other countries where they can't really, you know, they don't have access to air conditioning, or they don't have access to electricity, I mean, people are suffering. Look what happened in Nepal. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I know.
It was horrible.
And then to be hit with a secondary earthquake.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's really important for people to remember, and I'm sure I'm not going to use the right analogy of what it would be technically called, but the scenario is that they actually lowered. So if an earthquake would have been registered at 7.9, they decided to lower that that meter reading, so to speak.
Sure.
So, you know, if it's a 7.9, it was really more like a 9.9 or a 10 on the Richter. And so, you know, that brings us to our topic of that, you know, per mine and your conversation that we had, I believe, on Wednesday, the importance of letting people know that these changes are happening now, and there really is nothing on the news about it. I mean, there's, you know, a little tiny segment of 5 seconds, and then it's swept under the carpet, and they're back to their no news news.
Yep.
You know, that they do the whole segments on, and so, you know, discernment and really people really tapping into nature and connecting with Mother Earth, as is above, so below. And I feel like, you know, we really need to honor that sacred union between our cosmic father and our, you know, divine mother, that she's in some major transformation right now, and we're all going through this with her. And, you know, you and I talked a little bit about the Ring of Fire, so...
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, here's what I'm thinking, and I'm thinking out loud right now in the moment. It's not like I have been contemplating this for a while, and now I'm just discussing. I'm discussing it with you because it just came to me. There is perhaps a natural process of the way that Mother Earth is supposed to be changing and evolving and the whole thing and all the, you know, the birth pangs that go with that, right?
Right.
And then there's the unnatural one, okay?
Right.
And I have a feeling that there's a lot of unnatural stuff going on, for example, you know, with the help of CERN and HARP and other technologies like that, that are interfering with the natural process of the Earth's ascension and the Earth's, you know, evolution. And so let's talk about CERN, because, you know, it is a concern, you know, that it's like
intended
concern. And, you know, it's just too much of a coincidence that when they're doing these particle things, whatever it is that they're doing, that we experience some kind of an event on the planet. So what are your ideas and your opinion about this? What do you think about this?
Well, it's extremely, extraordinarily dangerous in more ways than I even know how to humanly articulate. It is the equivalent of HARP times 10,000, you know, worse. This is really about manipulating even the cosmos. It is totally and utterly about planetary manipulation.
Yeah.
Which then coincides with, you know, the planetary takeover and, you know, the stuff that I feel very confident that our listeners are savvy and high consciousness to understand. We all are aware of HARP. But CERN is, Ari, to be honest with you, I don't even know how to find human words.
I know.
To articulate the diabolical, you know, energy that is around this CERN thing. And I believe that you are correct. I believe that the earthquake in Chile was maybe a little testing run. I mean, these powers that think they be like to, you know, try out their new technology in a very, very reckless way. You know, you have, I think, a really good articulation of explaining what CERN is for the listeners, that meaning, you know, about the matter and the zero.
Well, you're talking about the antimatter that they're creating in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it from what I understand, I'm not into it nitty gritty, you know, what the scientific terms for this is, or that is, but it boils down that they're creating antimatter supposedly, and I mean, who knows really what they're doing in there, right? And you know, it could, from what I understand, I mean, they're trying to explore perhaps parallel universes or alternate realities or whatever they're doing without any spiritual responsibility of any sort. Or, you know, it is that they have a responsibility, but they have a responsibility for the wrong side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes.
They're not exactly representing the positive polarity.
In our galaxies and all of that, it's more for power and control and, you know, very destructive intentions.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, assuming that, of course, that we have the powers that were, you know, we want to call it that, they are the ones that are the overlords here in this particular realm, okay? They're going all out, and, you know, they need to rip a hole or a, you know, just a tear in the space-time continuum, allowing all the astral cockroaches to come through. They're going to do that, and, you know, with the pretense that it's, we're looking for the God particle, you know. Well, who the hell are you to look for the God particle? I mean, you know, I mean, you don't even know what you're doing. You know, you can't, the mess that you're making with the planet obviously shows that you're up to no good. So therefore, who's to say that the intentions that you're claiming are really to further the planet, to, you know, evolve the planet? It's actually to devolve the planet and to put us into an abyss. So the problem, though, is, Crystal, is that those that know what's happening because of our intuition, because we kind of know, you know, that it's not in the best interest of those that serve the light, we really are, we're not, what can we do about it at this point other than pray and meditate and visualize, you know, and all this stuff? I mean, what we need is an army of people, you know, to go in there and knock these guys off their feet, you know, and just do something.
I agree, and I'm so glad that you said that, Ari, because, you know, the energy transmissions that I receive from the spiritual councils are exactly of that. I mean, we the people do need to, as we've talked so much on this platform, whether it be the chemtrails or whether it be the GMOs of food, it's like we the people really do need to stand in our power. And, you know, whether it's government officials, whether it's creating a revolution, you know, we're not going to tolerate this. We all have the right to be on this planet and enjoy nature. And not only that, but to protect nature. I mean, this is serious, serious stuff. And I think the discernment of, you know, spirit is the lack of responsibility of the collective consciousness. I mean, people, you know, whether it's earthquakes or if it's in Chile or Nepal or Japan or the tsunami, I mean, we sit over here in this country and we're like, oh, you know, I still need to go get my freaking designer bag.
Right.
Or I need to go and, you know, I'm supposed to go to the mall today, or I got to go get my mani-pedi today. I mean, I see this grotesquely, you know, as the observer, as somebody that's very disciplined in my being the observer of, and it's very discerning that you know, if it doesn't happen right here in America, right under our faces, then it, you know, people just go about their daily business like no big deal. And the thing that I think is very important is that we all need to understand that we're all in this together. If there is an earthquake, you know, across the planet, it's going to affect us. It's we're living in one body of energy. And so, you know, there is a lot of discernment around the consciousness, if you will, of the people that are the occupants here, because believe me, it's going to affect all of us, and not only all of us, but future generations as well. Now, with that being said, something that's always been told to me, Ari, since I was like 7 years old is, you hear the old-fashioned saying, it's not nice to pull Mother Nature.
Right.
And so, you know, I do, in holding on to that, that had a hope and that shield of faith, mm-hmm. that the will of God and divine intervention, the creator that created this beautiful universe in the first place, will step in and do some divine intervention. Now, with that being said, what has been given to me, Miss Ari, is that divine intervention will more than likely come from our star people, who have been very, very, very diligent, if you will, and making their presence known all over the planet. So lots of sightings, lots of UFOs, that's when I refer to their star people or our galactic brothers and sisters, I am referring, you know, to our star nations that are really our ancestors and our star family, not the lower vibrational, you know, creepy crawler ones, but you know, our family. And I have been assured that they will come in for an emergency Earth evacuation. This has been talked about quite a bit by the galactic and the intergalactic federations. You know, it's been kind of challenging, if you will, because of the whole free will issue slash dilemma that happens on this dimension. Some people have the free will to know, and there's other people that have the free will to not know because they're not ready for that kind of vibrational experience. So what do you have to say about
about the whole enchilada? Well, I'm in agreement with you that, you know, more than likely, if this continues the way that it's looks like it's going, that it's going to be at a point that's a little bit too late to do anything. It's like a runaway train. Okay, so the fact is that if it gets to that point in time, we're probably going to need intervention at that point. I think that probably the reason, and it's not probably, it is the reason, that they have not stepped in at this point is because we really are the ones that are supposed to be stepping in. But because we've been so severely compromised, Crystal, by many, many factions of the dark forces, through all kinds of different spiritual disinformation, then we really haven't taken the responsibility, okay? We have been bad custodians, shall we say. You know, and so we have been a little bit too self-indulgent, a little bit too distracted, a little bit too maybe self-absorbed, you know. Yeah, you know, just not really paying attention, and you know, a lot of us have been severely compromised via our health through, you know, all the stuff that we already know, the chemtrails, the GMOs, the fluoride, the whatever, the viruses and the vaccines and you name it. I mean, the list will go on and on and on and on. And therefore, we've been severely compromised. Therefore, when we are in poor health, we cannot connect to that divine self of, that we have inside, that we are, you know, we have the right and the capacity to connect directly to our Creator to give us that power and authority that we need to be able to correct things that have gone awry on our watch. But because we are so severely compromised via our health and via our emotions and via, you know, all the other stuff, you know, our poor choices. The fact that we're constantly perhaps in drama, you know, all these things are lowering our vibration to the point that we can't connect. And so when somebody comes and tells us, a lie, like, you know, don't look at these things, okay, because they're not good. If you bring, you look at them, you bring them on. And so we believe it because we feel spiritually unworthy to connect directly to God. So we'll listen to the next guy who's giving us the right, supposedly the right information, when all along it's disinformation, so that we don't take action. And therefore, we are at that point, possibly very close to the point of no return, so that at that point, yes, we did have free will. Let's see what you guys can do with this mess. You know, let's see what you guys can do to correct this. It's, you know, after all, you did come for that reason. One of the reasons is, you know, to infuse the light into this planet. And yep, it hasn't happened. So therefore, yes, when it gets to that point of no return, they might have to step in, and they may have to do an evacuation, unfortunately, but that's what it looks like. Now, I have seen a lot of these crafts, and I'm talking about the higher vibrational ones, as well as a lot of people have seen the lower vibrational ones. And, you know, we see a lot of them now very, very low to the ground. I know you ran into one the other day, so I'd love for you to tell the audience your experience with this craft.
This was unbelievable experience, Ari. It's still on a human conscious level. It's kind of rocked my central nervous system. On my higher aspect, it's like, wow. But yes, I will share the story. I think it was Monday night, because I talked to you on Wednesday. Crazy. My husband and I had gone to bed. We were laying in bed, and I just opened my bedroom window, and my driveway is about 20 feet away from my bedroom. And we're in bed, and, you know, I've been doing these remote transmissions and healings on my Baltimore client, so I'm like getting all ready for that energetically, and all of a sudden I hear the horn honk on my car. Not once, but twice.
Wow.
And simultaneously, my husband and I both sat up, we looked at each other, and there was just this moment of silence, and I said, Eric, I'm pretty sure that was the horn on my car. And he says, I'm thinking the same thing. Well, he was pinned down, as I told you. He had three Boston Terriers, and they're all, you know, in bed, pinning him down. And so it was easier for me to kind of fly out of bed. And so I called Savannah. Savannah lived with us, and I was like, Savannah, did you hear the horn honk? Well, she happened to be in her bedroom, so she didn't hear that. We run out the house. She checks my car to see if my keys are in it. My keys aren't in it. I start panning the street, like, okay, was this a neighbor? Was this, you know, there's nothing except for stillness. Like, I could read the molecular structure in the atmosphere. It was just very still. And about that time, I look straight ahead.
Oh, wow.
And there is a freaking UFO. I mean, like, whoa. Like, Ari, like in my face.
Wow.
Savannah is standing there. My husband is looking out the bedroom window, where I'm sure they're looking at our tonsils. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was the lowest.
Wow.
Well, I had one other experience back in 2007 that was a little bit where I saw the pyramid crash. But uh-huh. This one was round. It was more sphere shape. It was just this beautiful white light. Well, here's the ironic part. You know, I immediately start asking this craft for help in healing my client.
Uh-huh.
You know, it wasn't like, I mean, that was like the first thing that came for me. Odd, why, I don't know. But I was like, oh, gee, while you're there, you know, could you assist me in this?
Right.
You know, transmuting this cancer, and is really rare. And I go into this conversation with this starship about on my car and brought me to their attention. And Ari, I kid you not, whenever I would talk to the ship, these lines, these like light lines would come out of the ship, and each one was a different color. And the colors were red, green, blue, and white. And so Savannah, bless her heart, was just like, oh my God, are we leaving tonight? Like, that's how low the UFO was. Like, are they coming to pick us up, like, now? And I'm kind of in a state of shock myself because I was flabbergasted at how low this ship was. I mean, it was unequivocally, no doubt, definitely a UFO, definitely there, like, right across the street, practically hovering over the neighbor's house across the street. Wow. And whenever I would talk to it, it would respond to me with their lights. And so the ironic part was the very next day when I call my client and I call the wife to get an update on her husband's condition, she's like, oh my God, Crystal, you're not even going to believe, like, you know, he's in a wheelchair, they rolled him outside to be in the sun, he's walking, his white blood cell counts are, I mean, it was like miracles were happening. And so that was my, that just happened literally 5 days ago, like in your face. And the other part that was interesting about that experience, Ari, is I had been given, while I was in Baltimore, during the time that all the riots and all that was going down, I was right in the middle. I was literally blocks away from all that that was going down.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that you arrived exactly when that started happening.
Exactly when it happened. As a matter of fact, when I was in the Chicago airport, I was like, I told the spirit council, I'm like, I can't go in and do what I need to do with all of this nonsense. Like, I command peace in the region right now, and all of a sudden, there was really peace. I remember a particular news reporter going, this is the most bizarre, you know, it went from fires and riots to, it's almost like they're having unity festivals in the streets. Verbatim. And so got a big chuckle out of that. But during that time, my spirit council had been forewarning me that the time was nearing when they wanted me to announce disclosure slash reunion. And I'm just going to speak my truth. I was like, really? Like, you know, look over your shoulder, like, are you talking to me, spirit? And they're like, yes, we're talking to you. And, of course, you know, the instructions were given that we would announce this via your radio show. And so many people have been under the assumption, if you will, and particularly when President Obama was elected into office, that it would be President Obama was supposed to come out and give the disclosure that, yes, our government has been in touch with, you know, galactic beings, UFOs, so on and so forth, and that, and has been for millennia. But that never happened. And so the command from the Spirit Council is that the disclosure is happening right now, and it's happening via your television. And then they gave me the spelling of TELLA-A-VISION. So, which I already knew what they were talking about, because the television has been inundating shows about, you know, you've got the ancient aliens, you've got America Unearthed, you've got Hangar One, which is where MUFON has opened their files to the general public. You have NASA, who has also opened their files. You've got Through the Wormhole show. I mean, it's on History, Discovery, History 2 channel, the Nat Geo channel, American, the Travel channel. I mean, it's like everywhere.
Yeah.
And so the reason that this is happening is because the disclosure, you know, there are people that have, that aren't ready for this vibrational experience. You know, there are people that may have had the same experience that I had Monday night and literally dropped and died from a heart attack. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Meaning there is a preparation that has to happen, Ari, on the conscious level.
Mm-hmm.
I remember probably 15 years ago, Sananda giving me information that I needed to spend at least 15 minutes a day envisioning myself, you know, embracing and having an encounter, you know, with our star people. It's like exercising the consciousness. So, you know, those of us that are spiritually advanced and know that our star family is there, you can know it on your super consciousness level, but believe me, when you actually see it with your third dimensional eyes, it can definitely rock your central nervous system to the essence of the core of your being. So, like anything else, we've got to practice and exercise, you know, that conscious awareness around this. Plus, I was also given a spiritual download about, this was back in, I think, 2010, if I'm not mistaken, that's how the disclosure was going to happen. Now, it might have been even earlier. It might have been 2008, meaning in the future, that's how they were going to prepare the collective consciousness for, you know, the knowing that there are other life out there besides us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the message here, and I'm just the messenger, is that the disclosure that everybody's been waiting for, pertaining to, the council calls it the reunion, is happening, and it's happening now. And so for those people that really want to access that, you know, it would behoove you to change out some of your television shows for some of these ones that are being exposed on your television, because that's how they have chosen to prepare us, if you will, meaning it's not going to come from the president. That would create complete mayhem, if you will, mm-hmm. people that aren't ready for this vibration. So then that way you have the sense to watch it, or you have the free will to not watch it if you're not ready for that kind of experience. But nonetheless, it doesn't change the fact that they're there. They're here. They're not even there. They're here.
Not sure.
I went outside and kept my eye to the sky last night, and there were four ships in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Not near as low. I mean, I seriously thought this one was going to land in the street.
Oh, dear.
It was totally, utterly fascinating in every way. And so, you know, we all know by now, yes, there's lower vibrational ones, and then there are our galactic brothers and sisters known as our star family. So anytime I'm speaking about this, I'm speaking about our star family.
Right. Right. And so what you're saying is that the disclosure is, it's almost like the government has taken away the responsibility for them having to disclose, and what they're doing instead is putting all this information in the media, well, not the media like the news media so much, more like Hollywood like the TV shows that we watch, for example, like maybe History Channel, the Discovery Channel, some movies. Obviously, there's a lot of movies with these aliens. Everything is aliens. It's a fascination now with aliens. But they're desensitizing us in the sense where, here's where the thing is, that the type of aliens that they're exposing us to are not necessarily the high vibrational ones. They're more the, notice that they're more like reptilian looking. They're more grays, you know. They're the alien, like, for example, the movie Alien and Prometheus. It's a very strange looking, you know, type of alien. So I'm wondering if they're slowly introducing the negative ones, because I haven't seen them really even talk about the positive ones, except I'll tell you where I there's an exception with that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you may not have seen the movie, but the movie's called Knowing. Have you seen
them? Oh my God. I know, yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So that movie is exactly, perhaps, okay, what we're talking about here, where, okay, it's not exactly maybe the same scenario, but it could be. We never know what's going to really, you know, how this whole thing is going to go down.
Right.
But it's almost at the very, very end of where there's nothing we can do about it, where these high beings, okay, they come in their light body. They actually show their light bodies at the very end. And I hate to, you know, I don't want to talk about it too much, because I don't want to, you know, for those people who haven't seen the movie, actually spoil it. If, you know, I've already gotten to that point already, it's too late. But that's the only movie that I know. I mean, I may be wrong. There might be others. It's the only one that I've seen that have actually shown the brothers and the Star Brothers, our Star Brothers, coming in and it, with intervention. And it was an intervention to really, you know, again, prevent the situation from happening, because it had to happen. But the beings actually, you know, took it upon themselves to evacuate a good portion of the population. So, right?
You are correct, and I will tell you, Ari, in some of these shows that I've been observing in MUFON's files, which is also called Hangar One is MUFON that has opened their files to the general public. Interesting that, like, NASA has now opened their files. This is all public access. It's all public information. They've got case numbers, file numbers. It's there. But what's interesting about what you said, and yes, I would highly recommend.
Highly.
I don't care if you saw The Knowing when it came out. Go back and watch it again.
I have seen it like 100 times. I kid you not.
It does a very beautiful depiction of the light and the grace and the positive ones that are our star families. But what I was going to tell you that I did notice on some of these shows, meaning on sightings, a lot of people, because of technology, cell phones and videos and cameras are everywhere, but I have been noticing that a lot of these, what people are witnessing are like very beautiful orbs. That just, you can tell by the vibration, and if you're in tune enough and you're vibrational savvy, you can tell that their vibration is that of divine love and light.
Yep.
Which is something that Spirit Council had always prepared me many, many years ago when I was first introduced by the Council, that, you know, there are the star family, there are UFOs and other dimensional beings that are our family. But Spirit always said to me, you will know, you will, it's a knowing, it's not even a feeling, it's kind of like very similar to when I had my near-death experience. You can sense the bliss, it's kind of like knowing, even in the physical density, like knowing a family member. Oh,
yeah.
That's my family member. That's my cousin I haven't seen in,
right,
you know, 10 years or whatever. So, yes, while there are dark ones, and one of the reasons, we've talked about this before, but I'm being guided to for a nation, that the plan of the Galactic and Intergalactic Federation is not privy to the collective consciousness because of what our government has done with the Star Wars program,
right,
and how they want to control everybody by fear. So if Spirit was to give an announcement that on such and such a day, at such and such a time, your skies are going to be inundated with spacecrafts and star people, the powers that think they be would, you know, trump that and unleash all their dark, creepy crawler crap that they've got going, and it would sabotage the plan of the divine. And with that being said, I really want everybody to know this is a check you can deposit. We are entered in. We're not entering in. We are entered into the unknown as we speak.
Yep.
You know, they're rearranging the furniture in the cosmos, and they're doing that to prepare the people for their perspective dimensional vibrational frequency of, you know, what they're going to do with the people of the steeple, so to speak. I mean, you know, I don't, while I know there's New World Order and I know there's all this underground stuff and I know the Greys and the Reptilians and all the cahoots and the conspiracies, which I believe conspiracies are true, while all that's happening, I do know that there's a greater plan. And whether it be an Earth evacuation, it is what it is. It's going to be one of those, well, you can stay here and you can fall victim and be in some of those underground, nasty FEMA, whatever they've got planned, or you're going to have to trust in, you know, your star family and take a chance. But nonetheless, they are here. I would be willing to bet a lot of our listeners for Shattering the Matrix and radio are probably have had their own experiences. And I know there's a lot of people that have had UFO experiences that don't want to talk about it because they don't want to be perceived as crazy or...
Sure.
Or the other thing that happens is you get the men in black come knocking on your door. I mean, these stories and these interviews that these shows are doing with people are absolutely authentic and true.
Yeah.
So...
That's a good
point. There's something really big that's getting ready to...
Yeah, there's something brewing. There's something definitely brewing, and I just wanted to give a little insight to our listeners, a little bit more of information, because I guess everybody really needs to know this part as well, that just because our star... family may be coming in for a possible evacuation, and you're listening to this, and your maybe neighbor is listening to this, and whomever is listening to this broadcast, doesn't necessarily mean, unfortunately, that all of us can get on to those particular ships, unfortunately, because of the frequency. There may not be a frequency match, and this is really important because a lot of us, you know, think that we're, because we've followed a certain path and we feel that we've done things right and whatever, but we're still not making the right choices, our frequency may not be up to par with the frequency necessary to board those ships of light. Now, it doesn't mean that there may not be other ships that come in that will, you know, perhaps, I don't know, I mean, that might also be part of the, and I don't know, I mean, I'm just saying, that may either pretend to be part of the evacuation, they may say that they're here to, you know, to be, so you've got to be very, very discerning, and you know what, the best course of action right now, at this point in time, is to start making the right choices, folks. Start being very, very vigilant about your emotions. Be very, very vigilant about your thoughts, about your deeds, about your actions, because all of this, it's not that there's, this is not about a judgment day. You know, I'm talking about vibration, resonance. Everything that we're seeing right now in the outer world points to a point in time, to a timeline that we're in that is, there is no other alternative but possibly coming in and having to intervene in that manner. So if that happens, you know, I just want to make sure that as many of you that can possibly get on board of to a potential evacuation situation already. And so if you can start making the correct choices today, knowing this, I think that you have a much better shot. Do you agree with that, Crystal?
Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, Ari, this was definitely the energy transmissions that came through from the Hathors, which I will make sure that we get that posted. That's exactly what the Hathors' message was to the collective consciousness. That, and you, that was beautifully said, Ari, really beautifully. It's not about, you know, a judgment or a good or a bad. It's really about where you are at vibrationally. This does have everything to do with vibrational resonance, vibrational octave. Mm-hmm. And some people are not ready for to be a candidate, if you will, for certain higher dimensional frequencies. This is why NASA, like, look at all these planets that are being discovered that are replicas of Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, even NASA is blown away. Blown away by what they're finding in the solar systems and new planets and planets that look just like Earth. These are being prepared for a reason. They may appear that they're not, you know, thinking that in leading people that you can, there's no habitat on there. But once the Earth unplugs her spirit from this body and moves into a higher vibrational frequency, it's going to be done.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. It's graduation. We've got to be a candidate for higher vibrational frequencies. So I think it really is important for those people that have the same knowing as you and I do and the same vibrational and spiritual discipline and consciousness. You know, I really feel like this will be a huge confirmation and validation, as I know that the divine spirit is really rocking people's intuitive center to be like, pay attention,
mm-hmm.
be the observer, and get away from your, you know, gadgets and, you know, be in nature. Like, feel the vibration under your feet. Watch the vibration of water. Feel the vibration of the winds. Like, you know, things are happening.
Yeah. And they really, you know, people really need to start, in my humble opinion, Crystal, they need to start removing off their spiritual training wheels and start taking responsibility, knowing that they're not spiritual wimps, that they're really not novices, that they're really not spiritually unworthy, that other people other than themselves have the in into the knowings of the higher realms. This is absolute nonsense for people at this point in time, whether they got into spirituality, you know, 4 years ago, whether they've been in there all their lives for 30, 40, 50 years, whatever that may be. We should know better by now that we really don't have to go to anyone but Source Creator for our truth and for connection. And so I wanted to end with this real quick thing, because we really need to make a distinction between channeling and between transmission, okay? Because there's a lot of confusion, and a lot of people do, unfortunately, just get their spiritual guidance and a lot of their spiritual information through channeled information or from someone else's perspective. everything but going within and connecting directly with their creator. So let's talk about the difference between channeled information. A lot of people, for example, people that have made names for themselves will actually bring in a personality. They become a different personality. They will speak perhaps in an accent, have different mannerisms than the host normally would have, give information that seems very canned, a lot of really good information, you know, which I call truisms, but it's stuff that your soul would recognize to begin with, you see. So it's nothing
right.
new, except that perhaps it's said in a very, in a different, with a different twist. But your soul recognizes it as if I could only say it, your soul recognizes it as truth, and so embraces it and takes that information in. What it does is really disempower you from going directly to source yourself.
Right.
A transmission, on the other hand, is, for example, you'll get a download of information. It comes in, it's transmitted to you in light language, sometimes in symbols, sometimes as pictograms. It's a packet of information. And then now you have to figure out, okay, now how do I express this information? How do I communicate this light language in a manner that is understandable by most people?
Well, it's like you have to interpret it and then put it into human language.
That is correct.
So, and it's light language translated into human language.
Correct.
And so, yes, because, you know, we talked a little bit about that book, and, I mean, what's in your book around the channeling, and one of the things that you and I talked about was, you know, the discernment that well, I'll just use myself for an example. I mean, I do readings. I don't use props for my readings, and, you know, I even got in the habit of using the term, you know, channeling. We had this very in-depth conversation, you and I said to you that I was going to discipline myself in using the interpretation of download or energy transmissions, because that's what they really are.
That's what they are.
Yeah. They're rays that talk to you, you know. It's actually the ray of light that gives
the frequency of the
message.
Vibration.
Mm-hmm. So it is really important. And when people get to that section in Ari's book, and she talks about channelers, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but we did talk about those that are channeling an entity or a being, and it, their persona leaves their body, and this persona and personality of this ascended master or that comes in, and their voice changes, and maybe the way they speak changes,
canned speech, right?
Right,
right.
Because I think it's important for people to know the difference. That's very, very important. There are people that have been born with the authority of God to deliver these transmissions, downloads, messages that sit at the Ascended Master Council and so on and so forth. But we also talked about when New Age came about, everybody became a channeler, everybody became a psychic, everybody became a healer, like everybody. You know, and people need to understand that there's a great responsibility, a very disciplined responsibility that comes along with doing this work. You know, for me personally, when I give people their messages from Spirit, I don't tell you what you want to hear. I don't tell you what you think you're supposed to hear. You know, I am governed to give you messages that Spirit has been repeatedly trying to tell you. And kind of get people on their way and then give them the tools that they need to continue on their spiritual journey of moving and growing forward. So I think that, you know, it's important for people to know the difference, because the amount of low vibrational entities that are out there are off the Richter scale.
Oh, yeah, and they're deceivers. They are always on the lookout, you know, for that perfect opportunity, all right, so that they can come in and deceive someone. That's what they do. They do this 24/7, 365 days a year, nonstop. They're all on the same page. They all are in unity. So it's unlike us that we're divided by so many different philosophies. They're not. They know exactly what tasks they have to do, and that is to discombobulate us and to knock us off our horse, right? So we've got to be extremely discerning. And I'll tell you what, though, when we finally make that conscious decision to go inward, to communicate directly with our Creator, with the Creator of the of all the creations, of all the multiverses, I promise you that the information that you will get will be crystal clear, uninterrupted, pure, pristine. Okay? It won't, you won't need an interpreter, and you will have your own transmission.
Yeah. Exactly.
I promise
and
you.
The deal, the universe will set that up and give you the confirmation and the validation through synchronicities, serendipities, coincidence, which I've always said is God's way of remaining anonymous. Then all of that translates into omens. And we're going to talk about omens when we do our part two series.
Of course.
How important it is to pay attention to how the universe, the universal language, and how Creator talks to us in so many different creative ways, signs, signals, symbols, things that, that mean something to the individual. It could be lyrics in a song.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something that you think about, you know, and then all of a sudden, it was interesting. I'd gotten a message to give the information that disclosure slash reunion is coming in our very near future, and literally days later, there's a freaking UFO all but knocking on my door.
Wow.
Okay?
I'm telling you, yeah, that was definitely clear. You can't get any clearer than that,
right?
For sure. And which, of course, led to this particular radio show, which was really important for people to understand where we are in the timeline, and that people like myself who've had numerous encounters with the space, you know, brothers and sisters, the higher vibrational ones that we're talking about with the light ships, numerous, too many to even count. Okay,
right.
I've lost count.
Yep.
And you as well, for us to be letting you know that we're seeing a pattern, not only in the world events, we're seeing a pattern with earth changes and, you know, strangeness in our environment. And we're, on top of that, seeing these light ships more evident and lower to the ground.
Yes.
You kind of have to start paying attention, okay?
Exactly.
Right. So...
because that was the thing. I'm like you. I've had multiple, more encounters than I can tell you, but never have I had one this
that low. Yeah, they were definitely, trying to get your attention, and for some reason we needed to talk about this today. So, everyone, we've really loved this conversation. I mean, I can go on forever and ever and ever. This is one of my passions, is to be able to discuss this with you all, because this is the stuff that I know. I know that I know that I know I was born for. Crystal, the same way. I know I'm speaking for her because she's my sister, on the other side. And, this is the stuff that we know. And if you were to do your due diligence and go into your own knowing and your own connection with the divine realms, you would get the exact same information. You don't need a channeler. You don't need, guru so-and-so. You don't need this particular, whatever. It's your connection directly with Source. Get your own transmission. Get your own information. And I promise you that when you do, you're going to start seeing that you're going to, what you need to do is to start, making better choices, start making, being very vigilant of your, of your thought process, of your, what kind of emotions.
Your practice, your protocol.
Your protocol.
Your perception, your connection.
Exactly.
It's very, very, very important, people. Like, I really just hope that our listeners seriously understand that we're at the critical now, and I really hope that people appreciate and take this to the heart.
Take this to heart.
And start doing the work.
Absolutely, do the work. And if you want to know more about what we were just discussing today, because a lot of the things that I've actually spoken about are written in the book called Spiritual Warfare and the Art of Deception, The Hijacking of Spirituality, which is available on Amazon. It will give you a great insight as to how the dark forces manipulate us. And more than that, the book is really full of light. And it's really funny because the cover is dark, and it's got a very strange-looking creature in the front. And that is the deception, because inside is full of light. And it tells you exactly who you are. You know, it's so inspiring in a lot of ways. And then it, of course, tells you exactly what was done to deceive us. Okay, and why we were in this predicament, but how we can get out of it. And then the second book, which is coming out, God willing, August 1st, is actually the follow-up of that. And it's basically getting back to source, the tools for protection, the tools for connection, protection, and empowerment. And that particular book is a manual. It's the manual to show us how to get back to source if we've disconnected ourselves, how to get back to source, how to get back to Creator, and what we need to do to protect ourselves from all the psychic attacks, from all the dark forces and all the evil that's happening in this world, and what we need to do to be able to manifest, and how to be able to heal ourselves, and how to become empowered so that we can now step into our power and authority and do the things that we need to do to be able to hopefully still turn this around and bring positive change to the planet. So with that... Absolutely, and I promise you that the people that have read these books, or at least the first book, are absolutely raving about it, and it's making a change, a positive change in their lives. So with that said, Crystal, thank you very much. I wanted to let everybody know about your website, which is, Sacred Space Durango?
SacredSpaceDurango.com, and my email address is sacredspace777@gmail.com, and I'm open to... Oh, and I also have Facebook now, Ari.
Ooh, okay.
Sacred Space Durango, Colorado. So, you know, join me on Facebook. We can chat on there. Again, you know my protocol is, please, I want quality souls, high vibrational people, anybody that's not quite there yet, please, you know, call me when you get there, but don't call me until you're there. Mean it with love and light. Like, I'm
always
busy anchoring light, trying to heal people, doing my work, and I just... want good quality
people that are ready to do the work.
Yes, people that are ready to do the work.
People that are serious, like-minded, serious people ready to do the work.
Yep, and can vibrate to the vibration that I vibrate to. So I mean that with love. I love all of our listeners. I'm so appreciative to everybody that is doing their work and doing their part. And thank you for your beautiful work. Job well done on your book, Ari.
Well, thank you very much.
Spiritual Warfare, The Art of Deception. It's a good end.
Thank you so much. And everyone, thank you very much for tuning in tonight. You've been listening to Shattering the Matrix. My name is Ari Koppel, and you've been listening to my beloved good friend and co-host, Crystal Andasola from SacredSpaceDurango.com. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.